That was wonderful. My heart. There is something I must discuss with you, now that we've had our fun.
I assume by the chaotic state of your lab, something was amiss. Is what you're about to say related to the events that transpired in my absence?
Perceptive as always. We have substantial work ahead of us, now that my brothers have brought word of unrest in the heavens. We will need to put a few extra pieces on the board.
Oh, more pawns? Or are we adding someone more quintessential? Perhaps it's time to enlist a knight?
That's the million-dollar question. My brothers are not as predictable as I would like. Yuri is... he grates on my nerves. He speaks with no tact, and with an ego such as his, I've yet to believe that he can think at all.
Oh, I have yet to fully gauge Yuri's mindset and maneuverability for that matter. If we are going to move him around the board, a dabbling amount of subterfuge would be required. From my experience, even the lesser gods don't care to be trifled with.
True that is, and it pains me to state it, but he's not a complete dullard. The fact that we have a present is a testament to his efforts. He has spent centuries fluttering from one string to the next. I fear it has left him stunted in some areas, and it reflects in his dealings with others.
That may seem unfavorable at first glance, but I believe that chink in his armor is what we can exploit.
Philip did reach out to me after the pair departed. He was able to relate to me in their conversation and the things he gleaned from the encounter.
Philip might look slow, but he is intuitive.
I should hope so for someone leading a division within the FBI. He had the idea of finding Yuri a position here in our ranks, or amongst the townsfolk. Having him close will make it easier to keep an eye on things upstairs, don't you think?
There is merit to that idea. Good things come to those who wait, my love. Yuri is a weaver of time, after all.
So yes, but that has its own problems attached. Yuri is gifted like none other. His powers to bend time is a gift many would and do want for. It makes him a target.
We should place him in the care of someone we trust. I can think of a few potential handlers to keep things in order.
If so, they will need to be capable of handling Yuri's flair for the dramatics. Everything that comes out of his mouth is woven in a myriad of false colors. Like a rainbow serpent obsessed with its reflection.
I can tell by your tone that there is no love lost there, my dear. Seeing as he likes to hear himself talk, it should make our job easier.
His presence drains me. Would it just kill him to use the door every once in a while? No, he has to come sneaking in from the shadows like some thief in the night.
What did he do now? Trespassers will not be tolerated on our hollow grounds. Perhaps I should teach him a lesson in manners.
A tantalizing, no, euphoric idea at that, my darling. Regrettably, I've already domesticated the arrogant little whelp. Putting the fear of God into another has left him discombobulated. If Philip hadn't been there, I might have stopped time forever.
Well, that would explain the mess when I walked in. For a moment, I thought you had an experiment go sideways, up, down, and, you know, tossed around for good measure.
Well, his visit ended with Yuri strapped firmly in place and wheeled away. Let's say he needed the assistance after I was through with him. A minor loss if it aided in removing him from my presence.
What did he say that got you so angry? I mean, it's been at least half a century since he last came around.
His disdain for you remains ever strong. He's spewing abusive drivel and talking about how I should live my life and who to share it with, like it's an itch he cannot scratch. He deserved every impact.
He doesn't even know me! He had a preconceived notion of who I am, based on whatever rumors are lurking in that gaudy hall those deities are so proud of.
I warned him that if he kept on poking you, that he wouldn't enjoy the outcome. Serves him right, it does. Spending the night wrapped in darkness with the only screams to keep him company would be a good deterrent for a time at least.
Oh, I love it when you talk like that. It's hard to resist such desires. But back to Yuri. It seems like he can be a little hard to handle. I mean, he lacks any real life experience from what you've told me. I have always thought him jealous of you from the tales Philip has told over the years.
Him? Jealous of me? From what I can tell, he's still a whiny brat who thinks he's above us all.
And here I thought Gaby's arrogance was bad. Maybe they should date.
As entertaining as that would be, Yuri has a big part to play. It would seem that my father has made his move and set him on course. He did little to no investigation before invading my inner sanctum, as Father predicted he would. His inability to keep his emotions in check led him right to us.
No flute needed, just a trail of breadcrumbs. I noticed that owl of his flying around when I got back into town. I'll have to pay closer attention. The ravens were one thing, but now his critter will be hanging around. We'll have to come up with a better barrier for this place. Can't we just say it's a no-fly zone or something?
I'll keep that in mind when I erect a new barrier. Perhaps a bit of your blood would strengthen it, actually.
If you think it will help. I also have a few artifacts tucked away that might be of benefit. All that I have is yours, my love. So take whatever you need.
What if you are what I need?
Stop! It tickles!
Come here. I can't help it when your reactions are this
watch
cute.
Watch that hand, mister.
Come here.
Oh. I still have some important tales to tell.
Forgive me, please. Carry on. What news have you brought from your night's travels?
A child of surprise was gifted to Gaby and became a dispirited affair. There was nothing I could do to save her. She deserved better than being condemned to an existence in the shadows.
They sent a decoy. Most unfortunate. The others must have been enraged.
Gaby was raging like a bull. He threw stuff and insulted me. But that's okay, because I threatened to kill him. Red took my side and really pissed him off. You should have seen the look on his face.
I can imagine it in my mind's eye, dear. How's the friendship you have been fostering with this demoness? She must have come to confide in you by now.
She sure has. I know a lot more about her and her relationship with that Oni in the mirror. They're planning something big. Red said that they had started gathering the others. There's talk of a third member, but I have yet to learn anything about them.
Now that is interesting.
It is interesting.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they won't tell me their name. Red wouldn't even confirm their gender. However, last night when she called, she asked me to take care of something for her. She mentioned that we would have backup in case it was a trap.
Could it be one of the generals they've been looking for?
No. They're still looking for them. Gaby has been poring over his old spell books, trying to devise a way to locate them. I'm sure they've been reincarnated. Where they are is another mystery altogether.
Perhaps this person is not yet at their full power and must remain hidden for the time being. There's no use throwing around wild speculations, but we must get more information if we're to plan accordingly.
I'll do my best. After I left Red and Gaby, I headed over to the arena. I grabs a Shira along the way, you know, for good measure. One of my contacts had mentioned that the fights would be delayed, so I paid Piggy a visit.
I'm sure he wasn't expecting you. How did the meeting unfold?
It was a little dramatic. So Shira and I walked up and I banged on the door with a little warning. Little pig, let me in.
Not by the air of me chitty chin chin.
Don't be like that or I'll hop it, I'll blow your piggy brains in, Zorak. I'm here to register my team for the upcoming arena battles. You know, the one where we fight to the death.
Hey there, Piggy.
Lady Sashiro. I don't know about that tragedy. Last time your team went in the arena, you near took out one of mine. You know they ain't scran, right?
Look, it's not my fault the other guy shot him. I was merely an opportunist.
Opportunist, you fucking monster. I like a good old school cracking like the next gob. But when you get one of mine, there's crossing a line, sweet cheeks.
They do be a beast in their own right. I may as well be the queen of chaos made flesh.
Swinehund! I shall tear out his swine's tongue and make him choke on it!
Funny you should say that. I told him that only one man gets to call me that. So unless you want me to rip out your voice box, you better remember that, Piggy.
You're a wonky one, ain't ya?
You don't know the half of it.
Tonight's fights were on all due to arena damage. We only have the alumni battle left. That will be in 3 days. If you're in, fork over the cash.
Duh. What kind of lunatic do you take me for? It's all there. Go ahead and check if you don't trust me.
I'm warning you, tragedy. I have a little something in store if you try any of that shite again. Oi, boss man. I reckon we should charge him more.
Can you believe that pig counted the money right there?
I imagine he was scowling for morsel of a reason not to have your team participate.
I guess it makes sense why he sided with the goblin. Old Piggy's days are numbered.
Gum makes a good point, girlies. I'd like to keep the money I make, not piss it away on repairs.
Oh, cry me a river, why don't ya? All this whining. Are we done with this or what?
All right then. Your team will be the first to bow. Let's see how long you last this time.
Oh, don't worry. We like those odds.
Perks, gobs, and all you feckers in between. We have our final crew for the bloody skirmish.
Good luck, girls.
Don't worry about us. We've been working on some new moves. So, best you have your cleanup crew on standby, because it's gonna get crazy in there.
Oi! Do us a favor and leave my arena on peace.
I never make promises I don't intend on keeping. Better double check those protection spells, because it's gonna be a wild ride.
We're gonna paint the walls red.
Gung, how about you show these lawless lollies through? Lest they wander off. I know some be wanting an early show.
Aye, come on then. And no funny business.
See ya, Piggy.
See you later, alligator.
Oi, be straight with me. Should I put all me coin on your lot?
I would if I were you. We're the real deal.
Best watch your back, Skelf. Some shady twats might draw damage in the goods for the show.
Well, well, well. And just where do we think we're going, kitten?
Oh, more flies? How annoying. Maybe I should sever your wings.
Who are you calling flies?
Can you believe that rat bastard pulled a knife on me? Oh, I should have gutted him.
Watch it. Zorak sent me along to keep you in line. And there ain't no fighting outside the arena.
Lucky you. I get to kill you in the arena.
I am going to the weakest link. Ain't that right, Sashiro? I dream of seeing your blood run cold down my hands.
I'll put your bloody heads on a pike and piss all over your bodies.
Ooh, big words for such a small dick, Xeno.
She ain't wrong, I is the wrong.
Well, you know.
You shut your cunt mouth before I shut them for you.
Shame, shame, Xeno. All I see here are victims.
We'll show you a victim.
Oi, that's enough with a lot of ya.
She fucking started it.
Keep them pleasantries to the ring, oi.
Best not come back before the battle. Lest you lose a limb or two.
Do me a favor and eat something spicy, so you have some flavor when I rip your heart out and eat it.
Come, Tragedy. Don't you have a date with your hubby, Dress?
The mad doctor is your husband?
That's right. So if you don't want to be next on the slab, better bite your tongue.
Don't worry, guys. I'll remember to mention you by name. Time to go, Sashiro. Let's take the expressway. Portado.
Welcome home, mistress.
Hey there, Luna. Then the portal closed with a whoosh. I could have killed them all, but lucky for them, I cut them a break.
Darling dearest, this could be the opportunity we've been waiting for.
You should invite her here to train. I think it is time I met my wife's new friend, after all. And perhaps I can make use of Yuri sooner than anticipated.
I think I like where this is going. Rhett's too good for that two-bit cheap parlor trick of a boyfriend she's with now. I mean, he has no real personality and toys with everyone around him until they break.
So you have said. He must have been a force to reckon with if he was capable of establishing bonds that transcended death. Tread carefully, mon chéri. I fear he has the potential to cause more trouble than you give him credit for.
I know. Philip said the same thing when we met.
You seem to be meeting with my brother more often these days. What do you two do during these meetings?
Oh, is my Jessikins worried that we're up to no good?
Even I get jealous from time to time.
If I could shrink you down and carry you in my coat pocket, I would.
Perhaps I should start visiting your office more often. A little exercise on your lunch break will help you get through the day.
Oh, made me want to take the rest of the day off altogether.
The temptation is great. You have brought me more joy than I can express with mere words.
You're light to my world, my treasure. And soon, we will have all the time we could ever need to explore such pleasures.
But until then, we must push forward to achieve what's owed to us.
I look forward. Now that Yuri will be here, we should have a meeting. A raven came to visit when I picked up Nietzsche from the groomers. Seems he has some business to attend to. But would like a meeting once it's concluded.
I'm certain he will inform us of the outcome. Perhaps at this time we had a dinner party. It has been 40 years since the last one, and this time Yuri will be in attendance.
Dinner parties are one of my specialties. Will this be a low-key event, or shall I arrange some entertainment for our guests?
Father enjoys a bit of diversion before business. No need to make a circus of events. Keep it tasteful. He's been reacquainting himself with the classics as of late. Perhaps an intimate performance.
I have just the person in mind. Perhaps Yuri could help me collect them. I should have a little talk with him. I do need to invite him after all.
You read my mind, dear. It'll be good to have already established an open discourse with him. I trust you will have it well in hand.
Do you think bringing a gift would help?
He has a penchant for wine. I believe we still have some of his favorite years in stock.
I'll leave that to you. I will also bring Luna with me. If we offer her as an assistant while he gets settled, we can keep a better eye on him. Plus, Victor likes Luna and her cooking.
Great. First he demands my attention, then he takes my patience, and now our servant. Alas, sacrifices must be made.
It'll be a great honor to know the master of the house will miss her presence.
Not as much as I miss yours, my little temptress.
Careful, Jessie Kent. If you keep talking like that, I might need a little more of you before we greet the day.
Perhaps a little tease will keep you on edge until we can be alone once more. Just knowing how you will be consumed with thoughts of me makes the parting ever sweeter.
Maybe just a little nibble before we go.
My Belladonna is aptly named. Sweet and deadly. One last passionate embrace before I go.
Oh, my dark prince is ever so generous.
That I am. Those nights together were locked away, consumed by passion. The heat, the pleasure, the pain. It all brought me to my knees, like a victim in hell.
You were unhinged in a wild feast last night. I must have been a very good girl.
There you go. Oh yes, that's yummy, isn't it?
Greetings and salutations, Yuri, god of time, keeper of the strings. How is my favorite stepson faring this morning?
You are too kind. To put it plainly, my life has been turned upside down given the current events. Next time you fancy sending me a message by way of your feathered cryptid courier, could you possibly flag it to arrive in the morning?
I will try to remember that for non-imperative correspondence.
But to more imperative matters, I am under the impression there's something else you could not have expressed by message alone.
Your intuition is in line with your mother's. How is she faring? I'm sure the snare and the pattern has her in a state of unrest.
She is still perplexed at the complexity of this particular entanglement. Rest assured, we are in the process of rectifying the matter. Though, if I may be so bold as to suggest, you should provide some time to give personal counsel. I'm sure Mother would welcome you very much.
I shall do so at my earliest convenience. But presently I have come to meet with you. You have finally decided to take a much-needed sabbatical, although your timing is far from impeccable.
I understand. Although it is not without considerable thought on the matter. Philip has presented me with the idea of living here for a moment. And after careful consideration, I believe he might be onto something. Please do not inform him I stated as such. Look, crediting my brother aside, attempting to rectify an issue remotely lacks perspective. I mean, looking back on how we handled matters with the last snag, it came at an unfortunate cost.
That is wise. At times, our hand is too close to our face, and we become blinded to what is beyond. What I am attempting to relate with this metaphor is that stepping back and putting things into perspective can lead to a greater understanding.
I fear I've been willfully blinded to the struggles and events that I should have given more attention to. I do not plan to remain here idling away the time, so to speak. No, I will surreptitiously observe in the pursuit of enlightenment.
You know, I would like you to share your findings with me, so that I may be of assistance if required.
If that is your wish, then I must concede. The next matter of business for me today would be to find myself a place to stay, one that is behest of my stature. I find that what is currently on the market to be subpar at best.
I do believe I have a solution for your dilemma in this regard.
Please, do tell.
Anpu has a vast estate that is befitting of such a god as himself. He is of good temperament and will also be responsible for your employment.
I get so caught up in our pantheon that I hadn't considered Lord Anubis an option. Yes, this could work. Where do you propose I shall find him at this hour?
Let me assist you, my son, and I shall arrange everything. As for your soon-to-be host, he is commonly found in the diner for breakfast. Then he will return to the agency. I would think by the time you walk there, he should be in attendance.
It is a nice day to stretch my legs. Plus, it gives me a chance to learn a bit more about the town. See the shops and the residence of my temporary home.
Ah, then I shall leave you to it. You deserve some time to stop and smell the roses.
I best be going then. I am sure this will not be the last I hear from you. I don't know about you, my fine feathered friends, but don't you think it's quite rude to travel by way of one's shadow?